All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jason Wright, and let's talk about why I'm angry. All right, have I got your attention? I'm not really angry, but we are going to talk about anger and how it's just a frequent nuisance hanging on our shoulders. And just when we think that we've gotten rid of it, we learn that it's been there all along, right? So what do I mean by this? Let's go ahead and get a couple of housekeeping things out of the way first. First of all, if you don't mind to join me, if you're able to join me at this time, I'd like to go to the good Lord in prayer right now and just kind of ask him to guide us through this episode. And just pray that the message that is given is one that is not only helpful, but one that could potentially be life improving and even life changing for at least one of us. So, so we'll go ahead and do that while my camera freaks out. Funny, I mentioned the Lord and the camera freaks out anyway. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for just another opportunity to come together digitally and from afar and just, sharing a message together. And God, I know that you're helping me to deliver a message to these guys. I just pray that what I have to say is blessed by you and provided by you. And it's not about what I have to say, or it's about my pride or my ego or anything of that nature. God, I just pray that I'm able to get out of the way and stay out of the way, so that way your message and your light shines through and is able to reach one of these men as they listen to it, as they look to find a more impactful way to live their life and a more purposeful way to live their life, and learn that it's more about just themselves, God, and that it's about you and it's about what you want for us. And not because out of obligation that we are required to serve you in some way, Lord, but it is because that you have such deep, unconditional, unfounding, unfathomable love for us, God, that we just want to be closer to you by serving you, seeking your will, following your word, and constantly seeking your wisdom, God, in how to navigate this life, so that way we can help to not just enjoy an eternity with you and live with you in paradise forever, God, but just to encourage as many other people as possible to help grow your kingdom each and every day. And it's your son Jesus' name we pray and ask these things. Amen. All right, guys. So let's talk about anger. First thing though, I want to just continue to thank you guys for being subscribers of the podcast. I don't know what's going on with Spotify. So as you may or may not know, I started this podcast on an app or on a software called Anchor. Right? Anchor.fm or whatever it was at the time. Somewhere in the last like 2 years, year and a half, Anchor has been bought out by Spotify, which is nice for exposure. It's really nice for exposure. The downside is before I started doing this subscription model, obviously they were all free podcast episodes, 100% free. The only pain, I guess, was having to listen to the ads. Well, and the thing with the ads is mainly just I'd have to record an ad for Spotify or for Anchor at the time, and it would run kind of indefinitely, and it was just easy, right? I'd record it one time and it was done. But something's happened in the last, 2 months maybe? Maybe more. I think it's been the last few months anyway, at least the last five or six perhaps. Anyway, so it was requiring me now to record monthly ad reads, right? And it's just talking about like, hey, you want to start a podcast with Spotify for podcasts, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can record this and do that. So I would do that, you know, and it generates somewhere around, and I'll just be fully transparent with you, you know, it generates somewhere around, you know, $14 to $18 a month, right? Which, you know, that's not bad when it's just like pennies for each ad read. But you know, that's a significant help in helping to upgrade equipment as it goes out. Like I've been able to buy this microphone. I've been able to buy some new lighting, a new camera, you know, being able to make some little expenses through the podcast. And they've made it now. I don't know what's happened the last 2 months where I've tried to record an ad read, but they've updated the app or something. I used to be able to just do it through the app, right? I could record it on my phone in the app and it would just, it'd run for that month. And then once that month was up, I had to read the same thing for the next month, right? I couldn't carry it over, right? I'd have to re-record it, re-upload it, and go forth that way, right? In order for that to make money. So if I don't update it, then I don't have any ads to run in that place, right? And then there's that $14 to $20 a month or whatever that I'm no longer making of the podcast, which, you know, it's a free podcast. Like this is low level barrier to entry stuff for the majority of people, right? For the select few of you guys that are members, you're getting more episodes, mainly just because Spotify for podcasters is screwing me. And I've got a thing about not wasting my time. Like my time's too valuable. I'm married. I've got a kid on the way. I don't want to sit in here and talk to myself for 20 to 40 minutes every week. And, you know, I don't know if anybody's, I mean, see numbers that people are listening to it, but I don't know. I just want to make sure that that's time well spent. Right. And I know that if people are investing a few dollars each month to want to hear what is said here, then that's better incentive and better use of my time that I feel is spent. That's helping to provide some value to some people. Right. So, now they've got it to where I can't even record the ad read. Like I'll record it, or it'll say it can't register the duration, right? Because it wants to be at least 30 seconds in length. Well, it's a minute and 14 seconds every time. But it's just frustrating. It's frustrating. Like why change that up? Why make it more of a burden than it needs to be? And so if I'm going to put together episodes, right, that are not subscriber only, they're going to have ads in them. Right. It just seems like a fair trade. But now that I can no longer record and upload the ads, like it asks me to, the prompt is there to do it, but it doesn't register. Every time I record it, it won't register. It won't upload it. So it's just going to be subscriber only episodes from here on out. So, if you got friends that listen to it, let them know it is from now on for the foreseeable future, right? TBD, in terms of the end date, these are just going to be subscriber only episodes, right? So, that's going to take a big hit to the listenership. The numbers are going to tank. And I know that, and I'm okay with that, right? Because I'd rather have the people here that want to be here that feel like they need this and gain some serious value from it than to just try to appeal to the masses and play a numbers game. Right. So anyway, that being said, let's talk about anger again, right? I know we've talked about it before. And maybe I've talked about this before in that anger used to be a bigger deal for me, right? Anger used to look different. I used to feel like I had to have something to prove. And maybe you feel that way, right? Maybe that anger that is inside you or has been inside you comes out at the most inopportune time. And you feel like you struggle to get a grasp on it. Right. You can't quite wrestle it down into something that you can control or understand. All right. And just know that that's normal and that's okay. I've been there. Sometimes it comes out in different ways, but I think, you know, especially for a lot of us guys that are, you know, pushing 40, you know, we've had bigger issues with anger in the past, like more physical, violent type of anger. Fighting, things like that. So that was my jam. I was like, I know what it comes from is I felt like I had something to prove, right? I was angry that no one seemed to take me seriously, right? And so I felt like I had to have something to prove. I had to prove that I was a strong physical specimen. I had to prove that I was the best at whatever I was trying to accomplish. I had to prove that I was worth a damn and worth listening to from people that I respected, right? And wanted to hear my perspective on things. But I was angry, right? I was angry. I had a chip on my shoulder. And I think for a time that served me well in the form of I was able to accomplish a lot of things that I probably never would have been able to accomplish. But you get to a phase of life where you have to outgrow that, right? Because if we continue to rely on the things that got us to where we are now, we're going to continue to stay stuck in that point, right? And we're not going to be able to get past that. We're not going to develop new skills and new levels of growth and ability to reach and touch others through our gifts, right? If you want to look at it that way. So anger was loud and in your face, and it was very present for a long time, for most of my life, right? I acted up. I'd get in trouble all the time at school because I would act out and I would be disruptive and I would cause trouble and things like that. So I was probably a good kid. I think I was a good kid. I didn't take anything seriously and I didn't want to be corrected. And I was angry, right? I was angry. My parents were divorced and my dad seemed like he was an angry drunk guy that cared about his personal life more than his kids. I was angry that my mom seemed like she was too caught up in her trouble, feeling sorry for herself of, marrying an abusive guy and, kind of being a single parent and having two sons without a male role model to look up to. While she worked 2 to 3 jobs most of my young life. So I was angry. I was angry about all that stuff, right? I saw my friends have money and they had both parents at home and seemed a lot better than whatever I was having to deal with. But when I look back on it, like I had everything I needed. I didn't have everything I wanted, but I had everything I needed, right? And that should have been enough. But I was angry, right? And then I get to a point in my, I'd say mid-20s to early 30s, mid-30s. Anger became different. Anger became silent. Anger became withdrawn and distanced and very superficial, right? So you got the surface level of me. If I was angry, all right, I withdrew and you just got surface level conversation and I was good at faking it. I was good at faking it. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are listening to this. You relate to that, right? You're good at faking it and act like everything's fine when under the surface you are irate, right? You are frustrated, pissed off. All right. And I think that can be, so I don't think one form of anger is any worse than the other or any better than the other. I think they're both highly destructive. I think, right. So when I was looking for what are some good ways to try to offer some advice on this topic, more and more, it just becomes apparent to me that all the answers I look for are in the Bible, every single one of them. Right. And so I encourage each and every one of you, when you're unsure about what to do about this or what to do about that, what does God's word say? Right? What does God's inspired living word have to say about this? These are all the principles for life that we have to follow, right? So what does it have to say? So I've learned a lot about anger from studying it in the Bible and like different devotional plans and things like that, is that anger is not bad, right? That, I think that's the first thing that we have to understand and come to terms with and learning that anger is not bad. What is bad is the sin that comes from that anger if it goes unchecked, right? Anger is not bad, but it's the sin that can come from that anger when it goes unchecked, right? So what am I talking about? So like, for example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, right? And each of these are from like the English Standard Version. It says, be angry and do not sin. do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil, right? What? Think about that. Why is it worded that way? Why is it worded that way? It's my understanding of what I'm reading here. It says that this passage is suggesting that anger in itself is not necessarily sinful, right? Anger is not the sin, but it can lead to sin when it's not managed properly, right? It can lead to angry outbursts. It can lead to causing harm, right? Assaulting someone physically or verbally, you know, being able to commit all manner of sin, right? Looking to get revenge out of anger, looking to cause harm out of anger. There's so many destructive patterns that can come from our anger when we're not aware of how to self-regulate it in the moment. You know, this passage I think also advises that we need to settle issues before the day ends, meaning, and that might not mean a literal before the end of the day, but it's talking about, you know, don't let it go unaddressed, right? Don't let it linger and fester and become a foothold for the devil, meaning that when that wound festers, that's prime invitation for the devil to step in and tempt you, right? So that's one of the first verses that stood out to me. It's kind of one of the textbook ones when you think about, oh, don't let the sun go down on your anger. But I wanted to emphasize that phrasing, that wording is be angry, right? So be angry and do not sin. So it's saying being angry is okay, right? We understand anger. God has anger. Right? There have been scriptures and passages where he's talking about his anger, but he doesn't sin from it, right? As a result of that anger, it doesn't lead him to sin. So I think that's something that is important as we kind of go through each and every day, is keeping that in mind, because it's a, you know, being able to be angry without sinning, without, you know, hurting someone else, saying something hurtful or harmful or something that can scar somebody, right? Out of that anger. It's not an excuse to sin. Okay. Another one comes from James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. It says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Right? So he's addressing, right, the fellow Christians, right, fellow believers. And he's saying, let every person be quick to hear, right? So listen to hear, understand, slow to speak, right? So don't react, don't speak up quickly. And slow to anger, right? So hear quick, speak slow, and be even slower to get angry about it, right? For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, right? And that, so think about that. Are you the best version of yourself? Are you the most righteous when you're angry? The answer is no. I know I'm not out there serving, you know, at the top of the class when it comes to being, you know, a good man, good Christian, good follower of God, a good follower of Christ. That's not me when I'm angry. Right. So just knowing that it's going back to the Ephesians passage, it's okay to be angry, right? But let that be a slow response. Right? Listen first, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. How often have you guys just popped off with a response before that person's even done, especially when you're in an angry state? right? Somebody's coming at you with an argument or an accusation or something like that, that you feel is not fair or you disagree with, or you're just feelings are hurt because they've called you out on it. Right? First thing, you're not slow to anger there. You're quick to anger. You're even quicker to speak because of that anger. And so that other person is not having a chance to be heard, right? And in those moments, we're not living out the righteousness of God, right? So in this passage, James, right? So James was the author of the book of James, clearly. But here's a cool thing about James, right? So he was Jesus's brother, right? He was Mary and Joseph's son. So Jesus technically is half brother, right? But here's the thing about James. It wasn't until Jesus' death that James was a believer that Jesus was the Son of God. He was not a believer, right? So like many of us probably in our journeys in life, like we've doubted, right? Is God real? Is the Bible true? Did Jesus really die for our sins? Or is that a story that sounds cool? We've all thought that. We've all thought that. That's all whispers of the enemy in our ears, trying to create distance and separate us from the truth. All right, but we've all thought it. And so here's an example of somebody who you would think would probably be the closest follower of Jesus in his lifetime while he had him there and grew up with him. But he thought he was just another man too. He didn't fully believe that he was who he said he was until after his death. And then James went on to become, in my opinion, one of my favorite New Testament authors, because of just the message was God's, but the way that he delivered it was very unique. It's very straightforward, right? He didn't pull any punches. He didn't sugarcoat it, right? And so when he says something like, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." He's saying what he feels, right? Because it's the truth. And that's what God was telling him was the truth. Because at this point in his life, right, after the death of his half-brother, he knew with full conviction that he was the Savior. And he was the Son of God, and he was who he said he was. And so he made it his mission to go and spread his kingdom. Right? I think that's pretty cool. All right. Proverbs 15, chapter 1. This one's short. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So this proverb is an Old Testament chapter, book. The proverb emphasizes the power of our words to either diffuse or ignite a situation. Right? Are you more prone to answering with a soft answer that turns away the wrath of the other person? Or are you one to reply with a harsh word that stirs up anger? Right? One diffuses and one ignites. So this is saying, right? It's suggesting that a gentle response can turn away wrath, providing wisdom. Right? Proverbs was one of the wisdom books. It provides wisdom on how to handle confrontational or tense situations. Right? I think we've all got confrontational or tense situations that we have to handle on a frequent basis, especially if we're married, if we have kids, if we have coworkers or employees, whatever the case might be, clients, patients, whatever. You got to have confrontational, intense moments, right? And it's not necessarily because of you or how you're coming into the situation, but how they're coming into it at you. How are you absorbing and handling that situation? Are you providing a soft answer in order to turn away wrath, or are you igniting and escalating the situation by using harsh words to stir up anger? And then what do you accomplish then? All right, let's go on to the fourth one. All right, there's five of these, guys, so stay with me. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. All right, so this was part of the Sermon on the Mount. All right, this is probably the, if preachers are out there, this is like the, this is like the message of all messages, right? It was like the ultimate message and environment to have an audience to hold as a teacher, right, of the word. All right. And so Jesus also known as rabbi or teacher. So this was his big moment, right? This was his big message. And part of it was saying that, I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So Jesus is warning against unrighteous anger, right? So we're talking about anger with like sinful anger, sinning while angry, equating it with subjectivity to judgment. This elevates the importance of our internal state. So how we approach things, our posture when we approach these situations, as it's urging us to consider not just our actions, but also our emotions and our attitudes and our intentions. All right. So just know that while that other person might not fully know or understand your action, they see your actions, but your emotions and your intentions and your attitudes, right? Because that's more internal, right? God knows that. Jesus knows that. And that's what he's saying is that those things that we try to hide back, you know, that we have to be slow to anger. Otherwise, if we've got that, you know, welling up inside of us, staying festering under the surface, just knowing that we're going to be judged for that. We're going to be held liable and accountable for that. All right. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Ooh. Obscene talk. This was one I've had to struggle with in the past. It's gotten a lot better, specifically because of passages like this. I think I'm not, you know, early episodes, I used to cuss like crazy, right? And I didn't care. It was explicit episodes. But that's not glorifying God, right? I think that those can be real reactions that I have as a human faulted male. But when I'm trying to speak in a manner that I'm trying to lift others up, to spread the kingdom of God, to enhance the walk and the relationship that maybe you guys have with your spiritual journey with God and growth with him, that's obscene talk, and that's not lifting up. Right, that's not edifying and bringing positive attention to God, right? And so I want to put away obscene talk from my mouth. Not perfect, right? But it's way better than what it was. So in this, Paul's talking to the Colossians, right? Obviously the book named Colossians, to proactively rid themselves of negative emotions and actions, including anger, like specifically anger for the purpose of this message. The directive here is to, quote, put them all away, which is a suggestion of like an active role in aligning one's emotional life with the teachings of, you know, being a follower of Christ. You know, put them all away, like actively, intentionally put it away, right? Don't just not address it and just kind of think, "Hey, God, help me with this," but you're not actively attempting to do anything about it in the interim, right? but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Put them away. I know this is easier said than done, but I hope that this message on anger and me sharing some of you know, what my journey with anger has been helpful for you guys, because I know that it's not easy. Especially you'll find yourself getting more angry and your fuse shortening when you're getting out of a couple things. One, you're getting out of your regular time spent reading the Bible. You're getting out of, you know, a regular prayer life with talking to God, like actually talking to God, not just asking him for things, but talking to him. Repenting, right? Seeking to turn away from sinful deeds, not just saying, hey, I'm going to work on that, right? I got to pray on that. But then you don't do anything differently. You know, but yeah, it's hopefully been a helpful exercise in understanding the importance of getting into your regular routine of healthy habits, right? Spending time in God's word, spending time talking to God, spending time moving your body, right? Not just getting up and running to work and back, but I'm talking about trying to honor the temple that we've been blessed with, because guys, I'm telling you, and not just from personal experience, but also from dealing with these poor people, these patients who are at the end of their rope, right? Whether they're coming into the clinic, when I've worked in outpatient therapy clinics before, when they're just riddled with chronic pain because they've not addressed it and they thought it would just get better and get better. And then it's consumed their life to where all they can focus on is the pain and how to get out of it, right? Well, in those moments, it is very hard to be your most ideal self, to be righteous, right? To be uplifting to others, to be serving others, right? In those moments when you're in pain and you're sick and you feel bad and you feel sorry for yourself, all you're thinking about is you, right? So if you're not trying to honor your body, honor your temple, so that way we can be better servants of the mission that we've been given and the purpose that we've been put on this earth for, right? In the time that we're here, the limited time that we're here, then you're not going to feel like you're in a good place, right? Because you're going to be focused on how much you want to be feeling like you're in a good place. Does that make sense? All right. So spend time with the word, spend time talking to the Lord, spend time moving your body and trying to keep it healthy. Start there. All right. Guys, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being subscribers and supporting the podcast. Yeah, if you know of anybody else that needs to hear this message, right, let's spread the message of trying to help other men, not just men who are in a down and out place, but all men need some sort of positive, uplifting, but also, right, honest and sometimes straight to the point message on what we're supposed to be doing as men, right? And so hopefully you'll answer the calling. So if they're interested and you know more guys that need to hear stuff like this, send them the podcast, talk them into, to being a subscriber. Yeah, pretty cool stuff, right? That, that God allows us to have this kind of connection, from so far away. So God bless each and every one of you. I pray that you all have great rest of your week. I pray that you're able to work through and heal through some of these anger issues that you either knew you had or you were not so sure that you had until you thought more deeply about it. So whatever the case is, you're only going to grow and get better. So thank you guys. Keep this message and take it to heart. And I will see you guys in the next episode. All right.